Coastal erosion is a natural part of life in the Outer Banks, but erosion hotspots are putting homeowners in a tough spot in Rodanthe. The National Park Service took a big step toward removing threatened oceanfront structures last week. Zachary Turner reports.
Rodanthe has captured the popular imagination for two things in recent years. Nights in Rodanthe House, with its signature blue shutters, and oceanfront real estate collapsing into the sea. Last Wednesday, another home came down. This time, on purpose. National Park Superintendent Dave Halleck manages the Cape Hatteras National Seashore.
We are here in the village of Rodanthe, and we have two threatened oceanfront structures behind us.
A new mitigation program aims to remove threatened oceanfront structures, or homes seaward of the dune and vegetation line. An hour from low tide, waves still lap at the easternmost pilings of 23292 East Beacon Road, or Mermaid's Kiss, as the previous owner called it. The National Park Service used money from the Land and Water Conservation Fund to buy these two houses in September, Halleck explained to WUNC over Zoom.
Those funds for land acquisition actually do not come from taxpayer dollars. They're generated through earnings from offshore oil and gas leasing.
The Knights and Rodanthe home peaks over a dune, separating the two stranded buildings from the road. They used to be neighbors. Now, a construction crew is demolishing Mermaid's Kiss before it can join the five Rodanthe homes that have fallen into the sea since 2020.
Sometimes the homes have even fallen when the waves are calmer.
That's Allison Flynn, environmental economist for the Coastal Federation, a nonprofit that advocates for protecting and restoring the North Carolina coast.
Even then, the debris field has spread miles.
The debris from one home traveled 21 miles down the coast. Homeowners often leave behind furniture and other belongings to claim the maximum insurance payout.
Anything from roofing material to toxic liquids that are part of like AC units or refrigerator systems. You name it, you could probably find it out there on the beach after one of these houses falls.
The National Park Service estimates that there are another dozen threatened homes in Rodanthe. 24225 Ocean Drive is one such home.
That's the septic system for that house, and it's currently buried, which is good.
That's not always the case. Flynn remembers when a home collapsed in February of last year. There was a distinct smell of septic waste along the beach. Two more homes on the same street fell 3 months later. Even while the homes remain standing, septic systems can become compromised.
Anybody that's in that home or flushes the toilet, it could easily just spew right onto the beach.
The North Carolina Coastal Resources Commission proposed a rule earlier this year that would require homeowners to obtain a permit for the replacement or relocation of a septic system belonging to one of these threatened homes. The situation is strange. Because these houses are situated in the middle of a public beach, anyone can suddenly find themselves wandering through what used to be a neighborhood. Children cast fishing lines off balconies. Renters hang hammocks between the pilings as the surf washes under their feet. For locals, their relationship with these properties is complicated.
Honestly, I'm of two minds.
Elaine Hooper manages the Hatteras Island Pet Resort, across the street from the two properties the Park Service purchased. On one hand, she said, coastal erosion has always been an issue in Rodanthe.
My family personally has been here on Hatteras Island since the 1700s. This should not be news to anybody. The island is moving. That is its job. I cannot fathom being in the position to put down that kind of money without doing enough research.
On the other hand, Hooper said sellers could be more transparent about these homes' histories in their listings.
Just like the seller has to disclose if they know there's lead paint, the seller should have to disclose if they know, hey, there used to be another row of houses, or erosion has had a major impact on this house.
The North Carolina Coastal Resources Commission proposed a rule amendment earlier this year to make disclosing flood information mandatory for sellers. Julie Youngman is a senior attorney at the Southern Environmental Law Center.
The problem's not going to go away. No one agency can wait for someone else to fix the problem. They all need to use whatever legal authorities are available to them.
The center wrote letters to the National Park Service and the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services on behalf of the Coastal Federation back in May.
The general tenor of both was encouraging both government agencies to use any and all authorities available to them to address the situation at Cape Hatteras with the falling houses.
The center argued that the National Park Service should leverage common law claims, including trespass and nuisance laws, and federal regulations surrounding improper refuse disposal and abandoned property to hold homeowners accountable. When asked if the National Park Service was considering such action, Halleck said the Park Service was focused more on the carrot and less on the stick.
We'll have to see how much progress we make over the coming years mitigating the situation and ensuring that we can really minimize the impact to the resources of the seashore and public safety. So that's our focus right now.
Other interested homeowners have already contacted the Park Service about similar buyouts. The Park Service anticipates the full removal of both structures by early next month, barring inclement weather. For WUNC, I'm Zachary Turner.